Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Steve is in Poughkeepsie. What's up, Steve?
Hey, I actually disagree with you guys. I'd like to bring in Rex Ryan. I'd either want to bring in Mike McCarthy or Peterson as the offensive coordinator.
Oh, God, stop. Stevie, hold on. This is Earth calling, yeah. Stevie. Hold on, Stevie, buddy. Let me just intervene for a moment here, Steve. Mike McCarthy is currently the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to come and work under a guy that's been, you know, given hot takes in a studio for 7 years, and most of the hot takes not even good? Really?
I mean, McCarthy and Peterson, both your guys you want to bring in, won Super Bowls as a head coach before. They're going to coordinate under Rack? Come on! Corey is in Springfield. What's up, Corey?
I think that we should just continue the clown show. If we go back to the newspaper article, 15, 20 years ago when they had the clown car with Rex in it? Let's bring it back.
Okay, why?
Until we get Woody Johnson to sell the team, we're just going to continue to be a clown show.
Corey, he's not going to sell it.
Now, there you have it. We've had a bunch of great calls today. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Let's finish up BT on the phones. We've got some people still want to talk about Rex Ryan and the Jets head coaching search. What do you got?
Do you remember that? Yeah, I do remember that, actually.
What year was that?
That looks like it was about 2015. Hold on. That's Mark Sanchez. My God. Tim Tebow. What's the year?
Bringing in Tebow really just ruined everything.
That was ridiculous.
God, they were so lost. I mean, Hard Knocks was great. I remember loving that. Once they went away from Tannenbaum, it really went off the rails and got to Idzik.
Oh, that was 2012, actually. How was that?
Yeah.
But why would they have, I guess... I don't know.
Yeah, either way,
it's a while ago, and I just saw the picture that I just showed Sal. My God.
All right, Pete is on Long Island. What's up, Pete?
Petey!
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Good. What's up?
Pretty well.
Quickly, Gruden. Now, if I'm an owner or a GM, I'm calling some of the Hall of Famers that played for him, Brooks, Rondé, Keyshawn, Warren Sapp even, and I'm getting the consensus whether or not the Damaris Smith emails, you know, rule him out. You know, I gotta ask those guys first. They played for him. They know the man.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. I know you guys, you have to look out for future employment, so you treat these owners with kid gloves to some degree.
Well, you got the wrong show, and I think you got the wrong station for sure.
What are you doing?
What?
Have you heard us before? It's BT and Sal. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Two guys, right, that are Silver Spoon grandchildren of generational wealth, who, if they had any business sense whatsoever, we'd be watching games in a dome on the West Side rather than losing that project to the owner of the Dolphins. All right? That's completely unacceptable.
Yeah.
You know? And lastly, you know, I don't know what the ELEC people are selling, but boasting of the two stadiums.
Well, I'm not going to get into that, and thanks for the call, I think. But. I mean, come on. How could you be taken serious when you're saying that we are kissing the owner's rear end, or basically saying that, paraphrasing that, when we're not doing that at all? All we're saying with the owners, or what we did say earlier, was just there's no point to yell and scream, sell the team. It's not going to happen. Or fire the owner, or get rid of the owner. Like, you could say why you think the owner is the problem. Certainly, we've gone over that. But then what? Because now you got to get beyond that. Okay, great. Woody Johnson thinks, well, he's not selling the team. What he is going to do is hire a head coach, which is why we're trying to further the conversation, which then should hopefully lead to maybe some success on the field.
I mean, listen, Sal, there's a lot of wasted energy over the years on some of the topics on sports radio, including our show. Like,
right.
I mean, think of, like, you know, you talk for 4 hours a day, 20 hours a week, and, you know, 80 hours a month. I mean, come on. There's going to be some stupid conversations, but there's nothing more stupid and maybe more pointless, nothing more pointless than having a conversation about having Woody Johnson sell the Jets, unless he is a corrupt criminal, which to this point, that's really the only thing he hasn't been as the owner of the Jets in terms of bed, then they're not taking the team from him. And people need to understand this. It's not happening.
And we have blamed ownership, whether it be Woody or Merrill.
Oh,
like, I think proper blame has been assessed.
And how
here.
We've got on
Come
how,
on,
come
yeah.
We have to defend
I mean, it's
that.
Ridiculous. Listen,
people could
Cohen,
say what,
who's been a great owner so far, we've got on him.
And people could say a lot of things about us, right?
Yeah.
You know, being too soft. If that's on anybody's list, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, nice try.
You got the wrong show.
Omar is in the Bronx. What's up, Omar?
Hey, how are you? I just wanted to get your take on Todd Monken from Baltimore for the Jets head coach.
Todd Monken, interesting. I don't think they're very serious about him. But interesting.
Is he on the list? I didn't see his name.
Like the further down. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
What about you?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, okay. I think, you know, what he's done in Baltimore, you know, elevating that offense from Greg Roman, I mean, I think he'd be a great candidate.
Yeah, listen, he took what Lamar has, and Greg Roman's with Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers now. He's with him with the Niners. Greg Roman is a well-tried-and-true run proponent, okay? And Todd Monken came in there and diversified it, modernized it, and played to what Lamar Jackson does incredibly well, which shows great adaptability. Now, is anybody on the roster that remotely resembles Lamar Jackson? Can he bring Lamar with him? I mean, that's the danger.
I'm just looking over his resume here. He was with the Bucs before that. Yeah, I mean, look, Baltimore is a great franchise, right? So anything from the Harbaugh tree, I guess, would be enticing to a certain level. Monken, I hate to even say this, but it's just the first, like, what? I bring up his picture.
Yeah. Looks like
it's just.
Let me see.
I just wouldn't.
That's why I don't want Arthur Smith.
Yeah, well, I can see that. I can understand that. But at least Arthur Smith was a head coach and not a bad one. Those knuckleheads in Atlanta, I'd be better off with Arthur Smith.
He was 7-9 every year. You always say, what was so good about him?
Well, he never had a quarterback. This year they actually had a quarterback.
He doesn't look that bad.
No, it's not that he looks bad. I'm not getting into it. I don't want to get into what it looks like.
Well, that's the first thing you said.
I know, but it doesn't project the way that Brian Flores projects.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about some of the top guys.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
I guess. He looks more like a third base coach.
Getting
or even a first base coach.
I don't want to say Rich Kotite vibes, like Doug Marrone vibes from him.
Really?
Yeah.
Doug Marrone was like bigger, and I'm not seeing that at all. I mean,
I'm saying like the vibes that I'm getting from that picture.
Like soft?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like maybe a guy who's going to be overmatched by New York. And again,
I got you.
First time head coach. Okay. If I'm going to go offensive coordinator route, I am not going Todd Monken.
No, neither am I. Hey, before I forget, happy anniversary to you.
What's that?
Happy anniversary.
With?
It's a big day for you 4 years ago.
Get married today. 4 years ago today, January 7th.
The boys got Lindor. Happy anniversary.
Yes.
Will he bring you a championship?
I think eventually, yeah. When? Well, I mean, he, in isolation, won't bring a championship, but
he'll be along for the ride by the time he starts to decay. And
he and King Cohen and Juan Soto, yeah, I think eventually.
You think he gets a championship?
I do.
You do?
I do. Right. I mean, I think the Mets are winning, what would we say?
Well, we didn't say anything. Least, I don't know what you said.
At least two in the next 5 years, I'd say. Pop, how many championships
today
you have the Mets down?
Conservative, you guys.
I would say in the next
five years.
I'll definitely say three.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are actually playing it pretty close to the vest today. I'm surprised.
Maybe over the course of the next 10. Oh, man.
4 years ago. Man.
Hey, I'm just happy that Lindor's not washed up.
And me too.
I'm happy he's still switching.
Well, I'm just like I always say every time this comes up, I'm just happy he didn't heed the advice of those idiots who were saying that he should not bat lefty anymore. I mean, he's just such a...
Come on, you brought it up. I mean,
I didn't bring that up.
No, I'm saying you brought up Lindor. We didn't want to... Oh, Willie Mays just took a fall here in the studio. Did you see that? He fell off the train tracks.
Is he still hanging on?
Evan had Willie Mays on the train tracks.
Don't get run over by the train.
I think it's over. He went down underneath there.
Oh, Willie took a spill.
Anyway, what are you bringing up Lindor for? We're talking Rex. He's changing up.
The studio's so corny, honestly. Look at some of these. What are we doing? Like, we're 5 years old.
No, I think it looks nice. Boomers leading the way here.
Looks
with
good.
The train.
I like Booms. But this
of course.
I love Boomer. You know, Boomer's the captain. He's the captain.
I want to go out the captain. I know, I get it.
He's the captain. He's our captain. He's my captain.
Yeah.
Might not be your captain.
No,
Boomer's the captain
is
of the station.
Absolutely. 100%. Okay. But
then you always mock every time I bring him up. Like,
wow. I think
like,
there is
kind
a little...
of like you and Francesca kissing the ass.
Yeah.
So you say, like, kiss Boomer's ass and you kiss my. Who kisses whose ass or whom's more? Do I kiss Boomer's ass more or do you kiss Mike's ass more? Objectively speaking, I honestly believe that you kiss Frances's ass a lot more.
We'll get to that tomorrow.
We're going to have to get to that. We're going to have to get. I want to get to that.
All right. That does it for us. Another fun show. We'll be back again tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop. Thanks to everybody who listened and who called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Evan and Tiki. Speaking of ass kissers, Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. See you tomorrow.
Saints dragging like a horse.